Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, welcome once again to Free Inside Ministry, coming to you live tonight at 9:30 p.m. I'm so happy to be back from our trip to Arizona, where we were able to go into Red Rock and also Saguaro facilities over there in Arizona. We want to give a shout out tonight to all of those faithful listeners that we have. We want to give a shout out to the boys up in the Wayava facility, up in Jalava, the Friday Chapel and the Wednesday night group, the FDC Faithfuls on Sunday. You know who you are. And for those of you that are having those Bible studies every night at 6 p.m., brothers, you know iron sharpens iron. Continue the faith. Continue the good work. Look forward to seeing you this weekend. To our brothers and sisters that are down at OCCC, keep the faith. Keep holding on to what's right. Keep holding tight. And just follow the word that the Lord has placed in your heart. To our sisters that are at WCCC, we're going to see you very soon. Sorry we weren't there last week, but as you know, we're ministering to our 1,500 brothers that are in Arizona. We had a wonderful trip. And today we have some very special guests in the studio. We actually have the Helsham family here. We have Robert Helsham, the dad, and we have Robbie and Ryan, their sons, who were able to go with us on this trip, who were able to go with us and minister to our brothers from Hawaii that are incarcerated in Arizona. And I'm going to have them share their heart, not only on the impact of how this trip has affected them, of sharing the word of God to those that are hopeless, to those that are lost, and to those that are incarcerated far, far, far from home, but also what it's like growing up in a home with a man of God at the helm. That's the helm, not the Helsham. Anyway, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." We hold on to that verse as our anchor verse because if we don't have hope, we have nothing. But in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we have the hope that surpasses all understanding, just as the peace that he gives each and every one of us that surpasses all understanding. You know, we do have a website. It's free. It's www.freeinsideministry.org. You can locate all of our broadcasts there. And it's on a podcast format with Google Feed, Burner, and also iTunes with the podcast. And you can download them for your listening enjoyment, or you can listen to them right there at your convenience. We also have an email. It is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Let me go over that again. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And also, for those of you involved with social media and have a Facebook account, we have a Free Inside Ministry page, and that has a lot of the updates and what's going on in the Free Inside Ministry. Once again, mahalo nui loa for tuning in, wherever you may be, West Side, Kailua, Pearl City, wherever you're at, bless you. And as you know, my beloved, we always say, you don't have to be locked up to be locked up. You know, I mentioned earlier that we have some special guests. Now, we left last week Wednesday evening, and the enemy was attacking us. The enemy did not want us to see us go into Red Rock facility. We had flight delays. We had missed flights. But, you know, God is still in control. There was a peace with this team. I call it the Delta team. There was a calmness about us knowing that God was still in control. Despite all of the adversarial situations, despite all of the challenges, we knew that God was in control. And we reached out to the chaplain at Red Rock, told him the flight delays, and we were still allowed to go in for 2 hours and minister to our brothers from Hawaii, the 808, the Aloha State, who have not had anybody visit them in so long. We were in there to minister them about the love of God that he has for each and every one of them. And so without further ado, I want to introduce Robbie. He's the oldest of both boys. He recently graduated from Christian Academy School up at First Assembly of God up in Red Hill. He's now in the workforce, but, you know, his nickname is Aku Bohm. And that's not because he's fishing every weekend in the ocean. He's fishing every weekend for men. He's a fisher of men. But he's also a tremendous drummer. And the reason he's so tremendous is because he inherited that talent from his father. But the reason he called him Aku Bohm, because he hits it as hard as an Aku Bohm. I mean, things are flying, things are flailing. He's breaking sticks, but you know what? Without a solid bass beat, without a solid thumping on the ground, the devil won't get thumped. So we call him Thumper sometimes. I call him a lot of things. I'm sure his father calls him many things. But to us, he's just a wonderful young man. And as I told both Robbie and Ryan, I wish that at that tender age of 20, at that tender age of 18, I could be where they are at. Because when you see signs and wonders in front of you, when you see the miracles from the hand of God, imagine how that would transform you. Imagine how that would change your perception of things. Imagine the paradigm shift that would occur by seeing the Lord's work right in front of your face, and you're not even 21. Imagine the path that the Lord might have placed me on. Now, I'm blessed to have had a wonderful life, and I appreciate where I'm at today, but it's one of those what-if questions. What if at 20 years old, I got to see what this young man was able to see? Where would that take me down the road? Because it gives you a whole new sense of awareness. It makes you aware of so many things going on. But enough of listening to me. I want to bring Robbie right up. Robbie, step up to the mic. And what I want to ask you, Robbie, is what is your... Now, you're with us, and I know we had some great meals at Golden Corral and also at Texas Roadhouse, but spiritually, what has the Lord placed upon your heart? What is going to hold near and dear for you from this trip to Saguaro and Red Rock?
All I know is that, you know, God can do mighty, mighty things. And when we went up to Red Rock the first day, I knew something great was going to happen. And God just exceeded my expectations. And that was something that was so dear to me, that I knew God was going to do something great every single day. And with that, I mean, it just blew my heart open. I was broken. I was excited. I was just all bus.
That's what we call our team now, the ABC team, the all bus crew. But now, I want you to stay on the mic, Rob, because now Red Rock is filled with 51 inmates that are unable to be in the general population because of the crimes that they committed were so heinous, they would probably be in a life-threatening situation to be the general population. So these 51 men actually live together in their housing unit, and they're not in the general population. So to say that they were a hard group because they're very suspicious, very, you know, what's up, what you guys doing here? Now, I know we could feel that evil, we could feel that darkness, we could feel that coldness when we walked into the room. But Robbie, tell the listening audience, how did that two-hour session end in Red Rock?
It ended up with arms lifted high, up to the Lord, hearts open wide. The love of God just filled that room of oppression, and it was lifted. And words really cannot describe of how great God was in that room. And we got to feel the love and aloha of God, as well as the brothers in the module.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ryan, I want you to step up to the mic if you could. Now, Ryan is soon to be graduating from Christian Academy, and he will be en route onto college at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I call the School of Unlove, but we're not going there. Now, Ryan is a tremendous bass player. He is the true thumper because he can just play that thing, and he can just lay a lick like you wouldn't believe. But we call him Icy Bear because he's got ice in his veins. Nothing phases this guy. Whether it's eating 30 ounces of steak at one sitting or going into Red Rock or Saguaro and not knowing what to expect. But, you know, both of these young men have been going with us into Halava faithfully to do our praise and worship concerts. Now, I'm going to say it now, they were minors all these years, but now they are adults. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But anyway, Ryan was able to come with us, and I know we call him Icy Bear, but I know the Lord touched his heart on his trip. I know the Lord opened his eyes, and the Lord was able to download into his heart something that would be revealed probably soon to be, or maybe down the road. But I know there's something in his heart that the Lord wants him to share. Now, Ryan, tell the listening audience, and I tell our beloved, our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated at any facility here in Oahu, and this will even be going back to the men in Saguaro. We'll be sending them the CD of this program. What is your takeaway? What's the nugget you're going to grab from this trip you had to Red Rock and Saguaro?
Red Rock and Saguaro was a real experience for me. Just going into Halava and to transition into Saguaro and Red Rock, it was different. Being right up next to them, feeling what they were feeling, walking in and knowing that there is something oppressing them, holding them back from praising God. Just as we began to praise and seeing that they were being released, that God was moving through them and opening their hearts, it was something that can't be put into words. And since my dad has been going, he's been telling us all these stories of how God has moved, and we were getting excited and being like, wow, I want to go and experience that too. But it's something that you can't just hear, that God is so great that his glory changes, and that the stories change and get better and better each time. And it's just been a great experience.
Now, Ryan, how you see God working in a room, you see God working in a man's heart. These are hardened criminals that have been sentenced to time in prison. We come in there and it's we open their hearts with the praise and worship, because we praise God for what he's done, but we worship him for who he is. You see, we praise with our lips, but we worship with our hearts. Now, for example, when we did the Samoan Chapel service, did you see the transition there? Because when they started, that was a rough crowd. Didn't you think so?
Oh, that was a really tough crowd. Just watching them walk in and then just sitting down and just crossing their arms, saying like, huh, this is service, okay.
But share with the audience, at the end of that service, what was the Holy Spirit able to do?
By the end of that service, the Holy Spirit said to them, and I could feel it, that he told them, no, you're not going to just sit there and try and ignore me. You are going to open your heart and you're going to listen. And they stood up and they lifted their arms and they praised God as loud as they could. Their voices resonated in that chapel.
I couldn't believe the sound when they were all singing Via Oi. What was that song we were singing, Ryan?
Via Oi.
And they were just, I exalt thee. Thank you, Daddy Helsham. But they that sound, it was just such a rich, like you said, a resonance full of not the sound of a man singing, but the sound of hearts combined as one spirit, yeah. One mind, one body, you know what? For one God, the mighty God that we serve. And you're right. It was hard, man. Those guys sat down and it was like, oh, man, I'm in KPT. What's happening now? They got the arms crossed. We're getting stink eyes. But you know what? When we do praise and worship as a team, we're not doing it for a show. We are praising and worshiping our Lord and Savior. We're building that Amen. Altar of worship. And it's up to them if they're going to join us in. But the thing is, we're building it for ourselves. We're building it collectively as a team to show them what it is to praise the King of all kings, to Amen. Praise the Lord of all lords, to worship the Creator of heaven and earth, the Alpha and the Omega, the Author and the Finisher, the Bright and Morning Star, the God of Reformation, the Living God, the God of Restoration, Amen. The God of all forgiveness and love and mercy and grace. You see, and then I think that's what they see. They see the Holy Spirit working us. And then slowly you see their hands raised. Slowly you see their arms raised. And then when they open their mouths to sing, like you said, that sound is... that's something that no stereo, no CD, no DVD, no MP3 file will ever duplicate in my ears. But that's just thank you for sharing that. I actually wanted to bring your dad up to the mic if you could. Now, Robert Helsham is the athletic director for Christian Academy. He's also our praise and worship leaders at our church. We're at the Free Inside Church at 300 Wilhelmina Drive. Thank you once again, my beloved, for tuning in tonight to 99.5 FM, The Word. We're on every night, Monday through Friday, from 9:30 to 10 p.m. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to go way out on that limb. And for any of you who know me, that limb better be pretty thick because I'm pretty big. But I'm going to go out on the limb and say I believe that my brother, Robert Helsham, is one of the most, I said one of the most, if not the most, anointed praise and worship leader in the 808. I've been with my brother to the battle and back. We have gone into the dark rooms of hell to defeat the devil. And I have seen what this man can do when he strikes the strings of his guitar. He's slaying demons before my eyes. But I wanted Robert, if he could, Robert, you know, we've been to Saguaro a few times, man. We've been to the battle, but this trip, this last trip to Red Rock, this trip to Saguaro, we saw some changes that will be systemic, that will be throughout the facilities, that will be throughout the hearts of the men that are there. But what is your takeaway, Robert, from this trip?
You know, Bula, thanks for having us on. And, you know, it's just awesome. And we've been through some battles together, and God has let us in and pulled us through. And it was all because it was just on one focus. We're just focused on one mission and one vision. That was to bring God's light into a dark place and to just bring the love of Jesus to all those men out there. And as we continue to look at each other, as we walk out of the facilities, and we just, the only thing that we can say to one another is wow, just wow, because what God has done through us, it's nothing in our own physical strengths or minds that we know of. It's all because of His Spirit moving through us. In fact, if anything, this was a very weary journey for all of us, just taking a toll with the heat, the dehydration, all the physical attacks and the spiritual attacks that the enemy had. But it was because our weakness, it was through our weakness, He was made strong. And one of the things that we kept talking about is like, as it feels like we're coming off the battlefield with our armored, you know, tattered, you know, the shield bent, the sword, you know, dull from all the strikes, but you know, we're coming out victorious. And the carnage of the demons left behind, truly, it was left behind there. And the Red Rock facility was one of the way to kick it off, because of all the obstacles we had to overcome just to get there and to be able to have the favor of God upon us to be able to walk in. So even that delay did not deter the will of God to be fulfilled this journey.
You know, you make mention of that, Robert, and that's so true. It's, I think, the calmness among the whole group is we realize God was in control. I mean, we're on a 2-hour delay out of Honolulu. Bingo, we missed the connection in Salt Lake City. You know, they want to put us on separate flights, but God's grace, God's hand was upon us, because they put all 9 of us on a flight to Arizona. That was overbooked. But you know what? God provided. We all got on the flight, all of our instruments and our luggage made it too. But I think the one thing on this trip that we realized is that it's when we step out of the light. When you get to the edge of the light, that you see, that's where faith begins, because now you have to step into darkness. But as we all know, when you step into darkness, you are the light. And when light shines, darkness will flee. That's how your tents, you lift up your stakes, you're enlarging your area. Mm-hmm. But it's we're stepping out of the safe zone and into that faith zone. You know, the other thing I wanted to share, Robert, is I wanted to ask you, you know, we're both fathers, man. We both got kids, man. And I mean, like, what did it mean to have your sons with you on this trip? What did it mean to have your boys witness what was in front of them? Because only you as a father can know the future that the Lord has for them now that He shared His grace and His might and His power right before their eyes with signs and wonder and miracles. As a father, how do you think it's going to impact your sons, Robert?
You know, I know it's going to impact them for a lifetime. And, you know, I got to give credit where credit is due, if I may just divert for just a second and just thank your wonderful bride, Lynette, for actually putting it all together. And she was the reason we were able to keep calm, because she had everything under control. She's the best administrator ever. And I just want to give a shout out to my sister, Lynn. Good job. So with the opportunity that was given, you know, to this team and to myself personally, to have my sons with me to experience this crusade, as we call it.
A crusade.
It was a battle, and I thank God for having them by my side. And when they shared in that faith pod, you know, their hearts of their love for their father, and the realization that came upon those men about their children that they left behind. I believe it ignited a spark, ignited a fire in each one of them. And I know their prayer, and a lot of them came up to me afterwards, is their prayer is to get out and to do a far better job than they did before, because now they see the results before them of the young men, that the reason why they need a dad in their life, the reason why they need a high priest in their life, a father figure, a mentor, to keep them on that path, because the places that they will be taken to for my sons personally, I know it'll be a places where I've never even thought or dreamed or imagined. Like you said, at their age, I was nowhere close to serving the Lord, but where they are now, they have a plethora of faith in them and stories before them that they will tell their generations to generation.
Amen. I wanted to bring Ryan back up to the mic. Ryan, if you could, and you know, that testimony that you shared with the men up in the Faith Pod, I mean, just real briefly, share with our listening audience. I mean, you were blessed. You grew up in a house that was led by a man of God. It's a brother that I stand in the gap with every day, which is your dad. How was it growing up with your dad, knowing that he's a man of God? I mean, because a lot of times, and let's get real, folks. I mean, a lot of people want to go out there and play church, okay? You can go play church anywhere you want. You want to go play games, go to the park. You want to love your Lord, then let your feet match your mouth. You better walk your talk in our church, because we don't got time to mess around. We're not going to play church. We are the church. We don't go to church. We are the church. So, Ryan, knowing you had your dad as a man of God, how was it growing up in that house?
Growing up, I watched my dad on stage praising God, doing praise and worship, and I always said to myself, someday I want to be up there with my dad. I want to praise God with him, right next to him. And starting in first grade, he brought me onto the praise and worship team for our school, and he helped me start singing. And I was on stage, I was praising, I looked at my dad, I was like, hey, I'm on stage with my dad. But I was like, no, I don't think I want to be in the front, though. I want to try and do something else, but still be on stage with my dad. So I tried playing the guitar. That didn't really work out well. I tried playing the drums. That didn't work out either. And then it was a church service down in the Big Island, and my dad just threw me on bass and said, here, play this song. I was like, Dad, I don't know how to play bass. And he said, here, I'll show you. Just play this. Da-na-na-na-na. And I was like, okay, I think I got it. So I started playing. I was like, wow, this is pretty fun. I'm on stage with my dad. I'm not in the front, but I can do this. And then my dad just helped me cultivate my talents, and God just continued to bless my life and bless my fingers, and I could play bass better and better, and just hearing and being on stage with my dad, it was a good experience.
That's wonderful. And the last question I wanted to ask you, Ryan, I got to find out, because it's been burning in my heart. Did you go hungry on this trip?
No, I didn't go hungry on this trip.
Okay,
I was never hungry.
I just
wanted
to make sure, because I saw what you're eating. If you went hungry on this trip, man, I'm going to have to make a fund for your family or something, or tell you, put you on a banana patch. But I want to bring Robbie back up to the mic if we could. Robbie, now you're the oldest. You've seen things that your younger brother didn't see, because, you know, your dad is like me. We were never near perfect. We never will be perfect. But, you know, we struggled a lot with things in life. That's called growing up. But what was it like growing up in the house with your dad?
At first, you know, it was actually really scary at first, because I remember I was like 6 years old, and it was really terrifying for me. And, you know, seeing your father just giving that face of anger and aggression towards me, and you know, it not only just resonated in my heart, but it actually filled the house with that, and it was terrifying. Then the year after, that's when everything changed, and that's when Dad gave his heart to the Lord, and that's when, you know, he started leading prayers, you know, as we're going to school, making sure that everything is okay, and you know, having us read the Bible, and just growing up with a father that, you know, that loved on us after everything that happened the year before, not including the part when he wanted to bring me over to men's breakfast, you know, men's prayer in the morning, and, you know, wanting to be like him, you know, strumming the guitar and, you know, just wanting to sing with him and sing with all the men that was in there, you know, that was powerful. And that, you know, that lit a spark in me, you know, that, you know, I love my dad.
Amen.
And, you know, I can go through this because I know my dad's with me and God is with me as well.
Well, yeah, that's a real blessing. You know, the we're all a work in progress, you know. God is working on us and we're making progress. But I think the one valuable lesson that you and your brother can learn is that nobody's perfect, but if you give it to the Lord, if you submit to the authority of God in heaven above, things will get better. But it gives you a great reference point, because nobody's goody two shoes. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are on the other side of the track. But even like your dad, you know, he was one way, but only God can change the heart of a man. You see, sometimes the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. And at that point, your dad had not given his heart to the Lord. Now, I'm sure when he gave his heart to the Lord, it wasn't instantaneous and it wasn't everything was great the next day. And, you know, that's a process, you know, and we're still going at the tender age of my age at 53. I'm still going through a process with the Lord. I learn every day so much more. But you know what? We never go back. We keep moving forward and we live glory to glory. Robert, we're going to be closing here real quickly, Robert. I just wanted to share. I just wanted you to share. Where you're at right now, where you see the Lord using you, and what you see in front of you with Free Inside Ministry, and what we're trying to accomplish.
You know, I believe my gifting is in coaching, in discipling, and just raising up the next generation, be it in leading worship, being worship leaders, being in a worship band, and to use their desires, because I know there's a lot of young ones out there that want to be used of God and have the desire to praise Him, but just need a little direction. And with that, you know, I'll you know, just pray that there's the opportunity to mentor them, to disciple them, to guide them along. We need to take this generation that's coming up, because you know what, they're people says, well, they're not ready, you know, they're still kids. Well, so guess what, you know, when are they going to be ready? Because you know, God took me when I wasn't even ready.
Amen.
And he made me to not the perfect. I'm not perfect by any means. I am far from perfect, and I thank you for that imperfection to the Lord, because then he can work. Because if I was perfect, who needs God? And if that is the case, then I don't belong here, and I'm in sin even deeper.
Amen.
So with that, I rejoice in my weakness, and that's what I see us just raising up more worshipers, more warriors to come.
You know, I just, as we come to a close this evening, I want to thank everybody for tuning once again to Free Inside Ministry. And I just want to share my heart in the few seconds we have left. It is an honor and a privilege to stand next to the Helsham family. I stand in the gap for the two boys and their father any day of the week, any time of the day. It is an honor and a privilege to go battle the devil in the trenches of hell with these men. And although we may be battered, and although we may be tired and worn, we still claim the victory by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Once again, I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You know, and it's just been a blessing having everybody with us tonight. But just remember, it's not about a religion. It's not about a church. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. Just open up your heart. Just talk to him tonight. Say, Daddy, I'm sorry. Daddy, I need you. Daddy, I love you. Be blessed, not stressed. And tune in tomorrow night when we have Pastor Scott Sinoda share his heart with the Free Inside Ministry.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.